Stephen A. suspended soccer star pays ransom to get his dad back, and Tim Howard coming to TV. But let's start here. Stephen A. Smith suspended 1 week after reading his apology. Court following his remarks stemming from the Ray Rice suspension. Look for Stephen A. back next Wednesday. Yesterday, I told you Cardinals John Abraham had been charged with DUI back on June 29th. Well, we now know the baller left the strip club when the police found him asleep at an intersection at 4 in the afternoon.
Wow, afternoon.
Now, according to the report, it took several minutes to wake him up. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, and other Laker greats were present for the Brian Scott press conference yesterday. Speaking of Kareem, he's suing a Beverly Hills auction house over 152 items he claims to belong to him that they won't return, including his Bruce Lee poster. Give me my stuff back.
Don't go like OJ.
Is Kevin Durant the next baller to go home? KD to the Wizards? Told USA Today he's happy in OKC, but he didn't rule out a return home in 2016. Didn't close the door. Suspect arrested in the murder of Matt Barnes' aunt. Remember, believed to be, we'll see what happens with that. Now, it's time for the good, the bad, the ugly. You ready? The good. Ladies, U.S. soccer star Tim Howard inked a TV deal with NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's he going to be doing?
What's that over the top?
What's he doing on the show?
Now, the bad Carlos Tevez of the Argentina of soccer team, he had to pay $400,000 to kidnappers. They kidnapped his stepdad.
Yeah, crazy.
Where was he? South America? Where was he?
He's
in Argentina. I'll
and
see
he paid
right now.
$400,000 to get him back, and I'm glad he did that. And lastly, in sad news, now Jermaine Jones, also of the U.S. soccer team, was out partying with two of the wrong individuals in the whole world.
Who?
Charlie Sheen and Paris Hilton.
Oh, what the hell is he thinking or drinking?
Turn up.